Rav Nachum Goldstein, Tifa Torah 32.
That's very irregular Maharal. Why? This chapter. Why? Because by general, I speak about the importance of learning, and these days we call it a bit Bekiut, but it is not using the terminology of Bekiut, knowledge of data. He's saying because of not to make people, which is not clear, and you are not getting from that benefit, not base of knowledge like was previous generation. And we can learn from that history, background, what happened on this generation. There start to be many places of yeshivot for pilpul. Pilpul is like negotiating about complicated subjects, which people very enjoyed because it was like a challenge for the brain. But it's saying we have to come into knowledge, not to stand on the spot and with making to learn one page of more, 1 month, as it occurs these days. That seemed what he's criticizing. Yes, so we should advance and learn a lot and to know a lot of data. When we have a lot of data, then our negotiating and discussing is higher level. Okay. עכשיו, אם היינו מספרים, לא היה אפשר לספר, כי היה משמע שאין עוד חסרונות רק אלו. If I would say what's the problem, so I can't say about the way of learning. Why? Because every detail which I will say, people will think, okay, that's the only problem. והיה גורם המספר הזה טעות בני אדם. That would cause mistake for people to be mistake. שאמרו שאין עוד, that they will think there isn't any more problem except of what he is writing. ולא יאמרו תנא ושיער. And they won't think that these are just examples. רק מי דתנה תנה או מי דלא תנה לא תנה. Just what I mentioned, that's the problem and not something else. ואני אומר שכל אשר נראה החיסרון ותקלה, הכל מתחדש מזה. So he's saying that everything which looks not properly have the same root. ועיקר, what's the major root? שדבר זה גורם סילוק המעשים ויראת שמיים מן הדור. The fact that people are not learning the whole Torah and not know the whole Torah, that siluk ha-ma'asim, that people are not keeping the Torah properly, they do not know. They haven't learned, some people learning Shor Shenogach, and all the discussion about the ox that was attacking someone else and all these details. But they don't know Hilchos Shabbos, what's Mukse, what's not Mukse. So that's lack of knowledge, yes? V'ira Shamayim, also not having Ira Shamayim. Min ador hazeh, rak shelo nimtza Ira Shamayim. So why is that important to learn the whole Torah and to take care also for the making everything which I'm learning actively? Because ki amasim, the actions that I should be follow and do after what I'm learning, the Chazal already said about that. Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Bet, Gadol Talmud Torah Shemvi Lidei Maaseh. There is importance. One of the importance point about learning Torah is that cause you, leading you for actions, for deeds, to make Maasim Tovim. Yes, let's say I'm learning Maseret Shabbos. I will know what's how many types of mukze there are, what's melachot, how to be careful about melechet bore while I'm eating, that I'm not allowed to carry on rishus harabim. That's very practical, many, many details, okay? So, ואין הפירוש, כמו שמבינים, כי כאשר לומד תורה, ידע אחר כך לקיים התורה, לידי שלמד התורה. וזה אינו, כי בשביל כך אין גדול התורה. So he's saying, people think, why this is a importance, Gadol Talmud Torah Shemidim Dei Maaseh, because by learning you will know what to do afterwards. Yes? Saying that's not true, that's not the point. וזה אינו, כי בשביל כך אין גדול התורה. That's not the importance of the Torah. Yes, the importance of the Torah is learning by itself. But אבל הפירוש הוא כי התורה היא פועלת שיצאו המעשים לפועל. Learning the whole Torah, that's a spiritual power that causes you to take out practically all the deeds, all the actions that you should do. כי כל שכל הוא שפועל בגשמי. Every spiritual power, that's the thing which activate the material world. Yes, I'm stopping. Yes, I'm looking at you, and that's so nice, sweet sentence that I want to repeat 3 times and then to try to explain that. Okay, כי כל שכל הוא שפועל בגשמי. כי כל שכל הוא שפועל בגשמי. So in saying שכל, it means like that's difficult to interpret it, but this is all wisdom or spiritual wisdom. Yes, spirituality, all these three explanations which I just said. Okay, who shepoel bakashmi, that's what activate the material. Yes, so we are living on very material world. Yes, for us, have you gave me 100 shekels cash? Okay, I got. That's I got something. Yes? If someone is giving you an advice that will help you in life, you are not counting that as I got something. I will give you an example. I was very young and I had a friend, Avrech, that he and I lived at the Neve Yaakov neighborhood. This Avrech was renting apartment, and he bought their new neighborhood which was built. Mm-hmm. The new neighborhood was very cheap. It was built by Romanian workers that bought here. Okay, and the south down of mm-hmm. Neve Yaakov. Yes. Okay. Later I heard that the workers ran away to abroad. Mm. And the people there, I'm speaking 30 years ago, 30 years ago more. Later I heard that they have problems. No one is not willing to complete the building, and that they are trying to come into the apartments, and they are making wires of electricity, and they are paying double for finishing the building and renting other places, and they are suffering so much. And I met him 10 years later. How are you, my friend, my dear friend? How are you? I'm saying, everything okay, Baruch Hashem? Haven't you bought an apartment there? I say, yes, but I came out. So I said, Baruch Hashem, that saved you. How did you know to run away from the contract with them? He answered me, they called me twice to change the contract between us. After the second time, I decided if people are changing the contract a few times again and again, I cannot rely on them. I was listening, I was young, 30 years old, maybe 40, and I thought to myself, that's a clever sentence. And I took that with me many ahead on life, and that helped me many times. Mm-hmm. Yes, how to analyze if you are making business with honest people or not. If you were cheated a few times by this person, even enough that is trying to convince you to speak and nice promises, and take a step away. Yes, that I learned to myself. This is worth fortune. This is an advice with worth a fortune. Yes, it happened to me with someone that came to me, honest person, put money by me and they will get percentage. Because I suffered from another one, about $2,000, and then I was changing an apartment, mm-hmm. so he was reliable, he was connected to the Kupat Zdaka Shchonatit. He put his apartment on, his own apartment into that. But my wife told me, you remember what happened to us a few months ago? So I said, okay, I'm going with no percentage, giving that to Cooperman, Yeshiva Smir, and finished. And afterwards, this person that suggested me lost his daughter's apartment there. Yes? Right. So he was investing for someone that ran away to abroad, locating, something like that. Okay? Yeah, there are many things that good advice save you. Save you. Yes? So that's example for knowledge, wisdom, which save worth much more than real bills. You understand what I'm saying? Now I'm coming deeper. I'm saying again, we are living on a material world. We usually believe at what we see or feel. Yes? And you are coming to not religious person, Chiloni, and you're saying, what do you speak to me about Hashem? Show me Hashem. I want to see. Yes? So I'm asking this person, you are saying that you want to rely on your senses. Mm-hmm. Okay. And to see, to hear, to speak with him, something, yes? Okay, I want to ask you something. Let's speak about seeing. Are you admitting that between us and this room there is television waves? Yes? So, but you see that? No. I need a television machine, okay? So our eyes cannot see everything. Okay. Yes, you are. Are you admitting that between us there's radio waves? Yes, but if you have a radio, you can put that on and hear them. Okay. So I cannot rely even on the sense of hearing. And is it tough? Saying of course. But if you look with electronic microscope, you can see that the atoms running, that makes the feeling as that this is tough, but it's just the electrons running around. They say, yes, you're right. So they say, there are more waves on the air between our soul and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is machine to function it by doing mitzvahs, by learning Torah, by praying to him, many functions, but you should operate that. Okay. It started to be total different conversation. Okay. Now I'm coming deeper. Let's see, let's speak about the whole material world. We said that the object is contains of atoms, and the atoms are electrons which are running around the neutron proton. So let's speak about proportions. The material part is tiny, tiny, tiny. And the space is big, big, big. The same like the universe, like that's on micro, that's the atom. Am I right?
Something
yes?
Like that.
The whole building can become smaller than a matches box. Yes? This building, if you will take out the space.
Yes.
Call out now from in the bed. Wow.
Okay.
The whole material of Hanov can come into a piece of this pen. Okay. So that's so what operates, so what really operates the atom is the energy which makes the electrons to run. And the energy is spiritual power like the electricity. Yes? So once again let's read that on the fourth time. Ki kol sechel hu shepoel bagashmi. Yes? The spiritual part, that's the one, that's the factor which is operating the physical part. Now we can understand that by my examples. Yes? So what's more important? The what's making that to operate. Let's say you have a car, but without putting the engine on, nothing works. It's staying like blocked on the place, no benefit. Yes? Just like storage place. Yes? But if you want to drive to make benefit from that, you need petrol, benzene, and to operate to make the engine to work. Yes, to use the key. So that's now. אבל הפירוש הוא כי התורה היא פועלת שיצאו המעשים לפועל. Saying, why גדול is interpreting the sentence, גדול תורה שהביא לידי מעשה, not only like technical way to come into the knowledge what to do, is the Torah much more. That makes, that activates the world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he built the world, the same as there is architect. That first making pictures, sirtutim, all the how to build the big sketch, how to make all the to build the building. So the Torah is the sketching for the world. Yes, that's Torah yipoelet sheyetsu amasim lapoal, ki kol sechel hu shepoel bagashmi, ulkach haTorah sheyisichlit poelet baadam hagashmi sheyetsu. שיצאו המצוות שבתורה לפועל. The Torah, which is spiritual, is activating the material person to make practical the mitzvahs which are mentioned on the Torah to be practical. Yes? And that's what's built us, our personality. That's what's make us as better people. ומפני שהתורה היא עילה ופועל למעשה המצוות, because the Torah, that's the cause of the factor. And the activating for the action of the mitzvahs, כמו שאמרנו, בשביל כך אמר, that's why the Gemara is saying, גדל תלמוד תורה שמביא לידי מעשה, כי התורה אינה פועלת. The Torah is active power. It's not just data which is laid on the shelf. Yes? וידוע כי האילה גדול מן אשר הוא עלול. The causer is stronger or more important than the practical result. Yes? Let's say someone is donating building for hospital, and there is workers that is putting the stones. So which one of them is more important? The one that gave the $2 million to build as donation, and the one that is working is making the outcoming of putting the stones one above the attaching them one to the other. Yes, so you think that means the importance of the Torah is more than the is gadol shemivil idei maase, not because that by that you will know. Because that's activating you, that activating us, that makes the world to become more holy, that brings the holiness, the glory of Hashem into our world. Yes, I was speaking now on the last 15 minutes philosophical, but I make it very practical. I try to explain that with physics, with everything, with all the our world life, to understand the inner meaning. Which the Maharal said. The Maharal was one of the major Gdolei Machshava, yes, theological Gdolim, yes, and he gave us like Shivisher explanation that the meaning of Gadol Talmud Shmevi Lidei Maase doesn't mean that this is just the way how to come there, and the way is a corridor to the main place. The opposite. Because the Torah is a spiritual power, as a spiritual power, that's what activates the material world. And so the same parallel for that is that the Torah is activating us to make the mitzvahs, which is the whole purpose is the source, which is being the world to have more spirituality and holiness and the glory of discovering glory of Hashem by the kedusha of the mitzvahs. Okay, now I think at least now you asked good. My answer was very long, but yes, I think it's no. Good
for a totally mixed up.
Okay, ודבר זה שייך לומר, to say like that, שייך לומר כאשר התורה היא עמו ואצלו. Now it's become that's higher level, which demand from us. It's a, you can say that the Torah is very holy and very special, and all what you said when the Torah is by you, not laid like this shas on the shelves. Yes, that's laid inside here. Yes, the etzlo, ki kol davar hu poel b'mashu etzlo. Everything is activating where that exists. Yes, if I have electricity on this room, but not on the lobby. Yes, so here the lamps are working, but there I have to put the fuse on. Yes, so I have to put my fuse on with the Torah. Yes, that should be with me, not just theoretical. That should be attached to us. Yes, that should be our purpose of life, our life by itself. The Torah should be part of our life. Yes, it's not like it's yes. If you many times we meet someone from non-Jew or not religious, and they are trying to think. Just a second, what you are making such a big business from Torah? I know students that is learning economics on university, and he served on the army before. Said yes. He's learning 2 years in order to make money for his into his wallet, yes? But material world. But we are making the whole world to exist, yes? To the whole nation to exist. We are not speaking about what we see on the current time. Well, we are living the Jewish history for thousands of years. We know how our nation survived, just because of the power of the Torah and the mitzvahs. I think it was so important that it's better to stop here and not to add more details, and that was deeper explanation and knowledge by itself.
So tomorrow, stopping now?
5 lines from the Bate. V'davar ze.
Okay.
V'davar ze shach lomar. Okay. Thank you very, very, very much.
Cool.
Thank you.